the Torah never shies away or dismisses discussing the purpose of body functions, of things or issues or concepts that appear to be mundane, basic, perhaps even in the average conversation, inappropriate. The Torah discusses everything that a person may be involved in his life, even if those are the most basic mundane functions, such as defecation, and such as human and sexual relationships. The Torah not only discusses these issues, but the Torah teaches us and attempts to direct us in how to sanctify, to elevate, to make purposeful what would appear to be that which is almost inessential, that which is certainly basic and certainly does not partake or enhance Kedushah, spirituality in this world. The Torah comes to prove otherwise. As a matter of fact, in fact, the Torah enhances and enumerates many of these functions as part of the mitzvot. The Gemara in Brachot Daf Samech Bet Amud Aleph tells of Rabbi Akiva, who followed his Rebbe, Rabbi Yoshua, to the Beit HaKisei, to the bathroom, to the restroom, to witness, to see how his Rebbe took care of his bodily needs. The Gemara says, Ad kan he'ashta panim berabcha. To this extent you had the chutzpah, the azut panim, the terrible disrespect to go and to debase the Rebbe, your Rebbe, your Rav. Ad kedei kach, to the extent that you follow him into the bathroom. What kind of behavior is this? And Rabbi Akiva, without pause, responds, Torah hi v'lilmod ani tzarich. Even going to the restroom, even behavior in the bedroom, even that which clearly is of private nature, can also and should also be done with halachic direction and with obvious symptoms of spiritual dedication to Hashem. And without hesitation, Rabbi Akiva says, yes, I follow my Rebbe to learn from him, even in the mundane bodily functions, that also is part of Torah. And I need to learn how to do it and how to involve myself, even in these functions, in a spiritual manner. The classic example of a mitzvah that would appear to be one that would only satiate our human instinct, our human desire, is the mitzvah of pru urvu, the mitzvah of sexual activity in order to increase population, in order to increase human civilization. This too is a mitzvah that facilitates the purpose of inhabiting this world. And it is mentioned a number of times, both in Parshat Noach, as well as in Parshat Bereshit, during the course of these first two parshiot of Bereshit. And the Mefarshim discuss the amount of times, not only the amount of times that this mitzvah of Pru Urvu is mentioned, but also the slight nuances within the words and the vernacular of the psukim, of the verses in which they appear. And I believe that not only the interpretations that the commentaries offer us, but there is even a very deep philosophical message in terms of what exactly is the role of man in this world, and how it is exhibited in the text and context of the psukim that direct us towards the mitzvah of Pru Urvu, as we would know loosely, be fruitful and multiply. In Perek Chet Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Torah Perek Vav Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Torah says, Kol achaya asher itcha mikol basar ba'of uba beima ubekol haremes haromes al haaretz hayetze itcha itach. Kadosh Baruch Hu now talks to Noach to his wife, to his family, to his in-laws, and he says to him, all of the animals and the birds and all of the Ramesa la'aretz, the creatures that infected the land, that spread across the earth, that are now exiting the Teva, this ark, with you, v'sharzu ba'aretz, they should spread across the land. V'sharzu implies to multiply, but v'sharzu is also the word used for sheretz, an insect. Uparu v'ravu ala aretz, and they should spread forth and multiply across the land. And it is interesting, in this first time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces the concept of Puravu to Noach and to his family upon this embarking from the Teva, from the Ark, there is no usage whatsoever of Elohim, the word Elohim, within the context of the Pasuk or the Mitzvah directly. There is the usage of Visharzu, to multiply in the sense of an insect, sheretz. And finally, the ensuing pasuk says, "Vayetze Noach ubanav v'ishto uneshei banav ito." Noach and his wife and his children and his sons' wives all come out of the teva. There is no confirmation whatsoever that Noach pursued this mitzvah of Puravu, and apparently the reason why is because within the context of these psukim, it is not yet a mitzvah. However, the following perek and perek tet, psukim aleph through bet, the Torah says, Vayivarech Elohim et Noach ve'et banav. Vayomer lahem peru urevu umilu et haaretz. Here, let us note a number of issues. The first is, Vayivarech. The concept of puravu at the beginning of Perek Tet is introduced with the word of berachah, a blessing. And Rashi points out that indeed, this is the point of this pasuk, to inform Noach and his children and his family that you can derive a berocha, a blessing of puravu, of multiplying and being fruitful. There's the usage of Elohim. God places his name in the heart of this beracha in its introduction. Vayomer lahem peru urvu, he tells them to multiply. Umilu et haaretz. There is no usage whatsoever of what was used prior in Perek Chet. There is no reference to the word visharzu. No shratzim, no comparison to insects who multiply a tremendous amount in numbers. Here the Torah says umilu et haaretz. Limalot means to fill. To fill the world itself. Why is that? Why is it different in the context of this pasuk, using Vayivarech, using Elohim, God's name, referring to Milu et Haaretz, as opposed to Visharzu, which appears in the prior perek? And if we look further, interestingly enough, in the pasuk Zion, the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says or mentions to Noach again the concept of Puravu in the same Perek Tet. Says the Torah, Shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishafech. God introduces to Noach the concept of Shvichut Domim, of murder, of, God forbid, disposing or killing someone in this world. A Tzelem Elohim. A person. It's a terrible crime, a heinous crime. And then the Torah says, Ve'atem peru urvu shirtsu ba'aretz urvu ba. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu again mentions the concept of puravu. But this time he does not mention his name, Elohim, within the context, as we have in Perek Chet. And again he uses the word, the vernacular of v'shirtsu. The idea of shiratzim, to multiply like insects. Why then does here, within this pasuk, at the end of the concept in pasuk Zion, does the Torah mention v'shirtu, and does it disclude, or rather, I'm sorry, does it not include the word Elohim within the context? And we also have to ask, why is the concept of shvichut damim, of murder, preempted and introduced prior to the last time God instructs Noach of Pru Avu to be fruitful and multiply? Chazal, the rabbis, explain that shvichut damim, murder, appears here because it is coming to teach us that not only someone who actively murders someone in an offensive way is guilty of the crime, but even someone who detracts or who does not involve or chooses not to involve himself in the mitzvah of Pru Avu in positively causing more inhabitants in the earth, in positively multiplying and contributing to human civilization in numbers, that person, even though he has not actively murdered, he is compared also to a murderer because he does not involve or he chooses to abstain from enhancing and from allowing human civilization to grow. And he is compared to a shofech damim, to a murderer. However, I believe that there is an even clearer and more intrinsic philosophical message here as well. In order to understand the nuances, the differences in the vernacular, the lashon, and the grammar of the psukim that we pointed out, the entire premise is predicated upon appreciating that man's reason for having been introduced and created into this world is to demonstrate purpose. When man demonstrates that there is a purpose for living, he has fulfilled his mantra, his goal, his orient towards having been created in the first place. But chalila, when man acts in such a way that is not demonstrative of any particular purpose of enhancing a function, of contributing and attributing spirituality, then indeed the creation knows or is not justified. He has not fulfilled or demonstrated his purpose for having been brought into this world by none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, in Perek Vav, Perek Chet, Pasuk Zayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach and his family to disembark from the Teva. There is no mention of Elohim, there is no mention of Vayivarech. Simply, HaRomeis Ala Aretz HaYotzeitach Shartzu Ba'aretz UPeru Avu Ala Aretz. He says, or he refers to Noach and his family just as he referred to the rest of the insects and the rest of the animals. This is what we call a heter. God gives license to Noach, to his wife, to his children, to the animals, down to the last insect. Now that they have left the Teva, they are allowed to engage in sexual intercourse. They are allowed to be involved in a sexual relationship. Chazal explained that while all of the animals and Noach and his family were on the Teva, no one was allowed to engage in that particular activity. Why? Because it would appear disrespectful and insensitive. The world around you is being destroyed and you involve or immerse yourself in that activity? Unacceptable. Now God comes and says, when you come out of the Teva, I want you to know it's now mutar. He does not qualify it as a mitzvah as of yet, but he does give them license to engage in the activity. And therefore, he includes the word vishartzu. He does not include the word Elohim, because there's no mitzvah, there's no purpose, it's merely a license to engage in the activity. And he uses the word vishartzu, because really here there is no difference between mankind, the shratzim, the insects, and the animals. All are allowed to engage in the activity within their own species. However, what follows in Perek Tet, When HaKadosh Baruch Hu now comes and tells Noach that through Peru Urvu, being fruitful and multiplying, is actually or creates and enhances a beracha, a blessing. Yes. God introduces it by saying, Vayevarech Elokim, says God to Noach and his children, my dear friends, there is a difference between you and the animal kingdom. You are able to make Puravu into a bracha, into a blessing. When? Vayomer lahem peruravu umilu et haaretz. Let us appreciate, Rabotai. Milu et haaretz does not only mean a physical filling of this world, or physically enhancing the world by a sense of human civilization. Milu comes from the word limalot, to fill oneself with purpose. Malay, I am full. I feel and appreciate and understand what it means to be filled with spiritual content, with value, with meaning, morals, ideals, ethics that will allow me to exist on a higher plane than the rest of the animal kingdom in this world. And therefore, yes, here HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's telling Noach, and specifically his family, and he does not address the animals, Vayevorech, to make it a bracha, Elokim, I include my name in this. When you include my name into the mitzvah of Peru Arvu, then it is Umilu et haaretz. Use the mitzvah for the sake of arriving at greater spiritual appreciation, greater enhancement of spiritual meaning. That is when a mitzvah that would appear so mundane, when a bodily function that would appear so unenhancing becomes so meaningful. Torahi, as the Gemara says, velilmod ani tzarich. This too is Torah. This too is a learning experience. This too is a means of enhancing our relationship with God. And therefore, interestingly enough, in the ensuing pasuk, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces the purpose, it says, Umora'achem v'tchitchem yihyeh al kol chayat ha'aretz v'al kol ofa ma'ashamayim b'chol asher tirmos ha'adama. Then your fear, your purpose, your essence will be on top of the animal kingdom, on top of the birds, on top of the insects, on top of the fish that swim in the oceans below, because you will have fulfilled a mitzvah with purpose, with dignity, with true understanding and appreciation of Hashem. And therefore, in these psukim, there is no mention of v'shirtzu, because it establishes that there is a difference between the human people, between humankind, and between the sheretz, the insects, the animals that simply commit the deed without understanding the reason why. However, the Torah, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then warns Noach, Chalila v'chas, chas v'shalom, if you do not understand, enhance, and appreciate the purpose of this mitzvah, Shofech dam adam ba'adam damo yishafech. God introduces the concept of shefichut damim, of retzicha, of murder. And then God says, Ve'atem pruvu v'shirtzu. If you are a murderer, if you are someone who can shed blood, if you are insensitive to mankind, if you do not demonstrate a sensitivity and an appreciation for human civilization, and you murder in cold blood, and you do not appreciate the people around you, then really there is no difference between you, humankind, and between the animals around you. And at that point, Hashem once again says, if you're shofech dam, if you're a murderer, atem pru urvu, God does not include his name Elohim in this context, because that would not be a bracha. That would be a debasement, a disgrace to the concept and purpose of all of humans' activities. Ushirtzu ba'aretz. And here, once again, the word sheretz, insect, is used. Because if chalila v'chas, you forget your purpose, you detract, and you are detrimental to human civilization by murdering, then there really is no difference between you and the rest of the animal kingdom. Then all of the mundane functions that you fulfill in this world are indeed very mundane and merely based on the instinctual, not based on the purposeful. And therefore, v'shartzu, the word of multiplying like insects, is used again, because chalila, when man does not understand or appreciate his purpose, then he is compared to the rest of the animal kingdom, and there is no fine difference. It is interesting, Rabotai, when one looks at Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chof Chet, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces Adam and Chava at the beginning and the inception of the world, God introduces to them the mitzvah of Puravu. Listen carefully. Vayevarech otam Elokim. Here once again, Rabbi Shai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu inserts his name, the name of Elokim, the name of Din, of judgment, of God, of understanding what the purpose of the world is. Vayomer lahem, once again, Elokim. God says to them, yes, you want to enhance my name. You want to spread the name of Elohim in this world. Peru urvu umilu et haaretz. Here again, God does not introduce the mitzvah of Puravu with the word Vishirtzu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam and Chava, the beginning of the world, you want to know the difference between you and the animals? Umilu et haaretz. You are here for a purpose. You are here to fulfill the essence of spirituality, and that is precisely what differentiates you from the rest of the animal kingdom. It is interesting, we are surrounded many times, Rabotai, by the opportunity to demonstrate our purpose in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah and Halakha in order to give us direction, guidance, to demonstrate on a daily basis more than once the difference between us and the rest of the animal kingdom. The opportunity to enhance and demonstrate purpose to our existence. I recall when I was a Rav in the United States, how many times I would take my son, who at the time, Kenahara, was 10 years old, and we would try so hard to put together a minyan for Mincha, for Maariv. We'd have to make phone calls for people to come down to minyan, to have 10 men to arrive in the shul in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Tvila B'tzibur, which according to the Rambam is the main mitzvah of Tvila. And it's interesting, when it came to one evening around Mincha Maariv time, there happened to be that evening, the shul decided to run a program of a local football team, a big collegiate football team, and they had a screening in the auditorium of the shul with pizza and with beer, and men could come and watch the game together and camaraderie and the brotherhood of the shul. And all of a sudden, I came with my son Yaakov to Mincha Maariv, and the parking lot was packed. There was no room. And my son understood, and he knew that they were showing a football game in the shul. He turned to me and he said, Abba, why do so many people show up for the football game in shul, but they don't come for the real game in shul? They don't come to be a part of the minyan, to daven to Hashem. How unfortunate it is, the amount of times in our daily lives when we would appear to be involved in mundane functions, when we have the opportunity to elevate, to demonstrate, and when we find ourselves at the end saying, I should have, I could have, I would have, but then it's too late. God gives us those opportunities. God asks us to differentiate between ourselves and the rest of the animal kingdom, who are merely working on instinct and fulfillment of desire. And when we fail to do so, well, then we really fail to establish the purpose of the establishment and creation of human civilization. I recall in the United States there was a famous commercial for the Chevrolet car. So they used to say, baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, Chevrolet. That's what makes the world go round. Well, in a certain society, it's quite possible that baseball and hot dogs and apple pies and Chevrolet, yeah, that's the essence of the world. Well, certainly not from a Jewish perspective. In Jewish perspective, I imagine we would fill in different words where those blanks are. Instead of hot dogs, perhaps we would say tefillah. Instead of apple pie, perhaps we would say limud Torah. And so on and so forth. And therefore, God provides us with the purpose, with a chance to fulfill the world with a purpose, the opportunities to enhance and to demonstrate why He created us in the first place. When we enhance the purpose of creation, then we truly fulfill our existence and demonstrate and justify our having been created in the first place. Yi ratzon, we should all be zoche to appreciate and understand and comprehend the reason why we inhabit this earth and the better way to establish that rapport and relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and spirituality. Shabbat Shalom. The issue we can discuss around the Shabbat table, this Parshat Noach. The Medrash says that Noach and his sons did not sleep for an entire year because they had to take care of the animals in the Teva. If Noach and his sons were so sensitive to the animals in the Teva, what does that say in terms of our sensitivity with regards to the people around us? Shabbat Shalom.